And you know how we like to do. We like to bring it on. We like to bring it on to the couch to find healing.
Let's sit on the couch. Let's talk it out. Come on, join the show. I'll tell you what I know.
Talk about it.
It's the best podcast. Let's have a blast.
You know, we're all called here on this planet for very specific reasons. Some of us know exactly what that reason is, and some of us learn as we go, and both versions are beautifully curated, all right? You know, I know for me, my experience has been filled with very intricate avenues that have ultimately shaped me to be the person that I am today. And with maturity, I have learned to appreciate that. You know, I'm one of those people who can dive deep into the dark hole of worry because I am a perfectionist and I feel as if the whole weight of the world is on my back wanting to achieve and do this for X person and myself. But me staying committed to the journey has ultimately influenced my thought process of always trying at whatever comes my way. You know, I know in this first quarter of the year, most people process more than normal, and there can be so many different questions being tossed around. A friend of mine is actually from kindergarten. Okay, that's a fun story. Is actually relocating across the country for the first time, and there's tons of uncertainty there. Someone else I know wants to entertain the union of a relationship for the first time in a long time.
A long time, Joe.
And there's questions and strategizing on how to apply themselves in that chapter. For me, I'm looking at my work life like, what's going on? How can we grow and what's next? While also processing, as I just experienced within my immediate family for my first experience, death. And then also within the same week, being in a near-death car accident. Okay, I'm still here today to tell the story. But there's so many thoughts, right? And they're circulating in me and around me. And you know how we like to do. We like to bring it on. We like to bring it on to the couch to find healing. But I like to think of life as a journey. It's a very, very long, long journey with a lot of decisions and unexpected detours and layovers. And if you know anything about me, you know I don't like layovers. Layovers are very, very ghetto. And I don't like stopping in the city. I'm not doing it. I don't like it. I'm not a fan of it. I'm not trying to stop unless we flying out. You can fly me out to the islands. We can talk about it. Okay? Skirt, skirt. But life is a journey. But while on this journey, there are so many questions about which direction to take and how far to go on the current path. Who's coming with? What's the budget? Oh, somebody passed away. If you have enough resources, you get to experience the fun side roads and the beautiful valleys along the way. And if you run low on resources, well, the journey is much more difficult. And maybe you're stuck just getting by, or worse, honestly, you know? Also, it's relevant to know while you're dealing with your own stuff in a new season, behind closed doors, or not, in the rarest form, everyone's going through something. So to not get consumed with your own issues and your own little world, because the gag is that we live in this world together. That's a shocker, you know? But it's giving moving grace, stillness, peace, kindness, moving kindness with people and yourselves, because we all have so many questions and we're strategizing these next 10 months of the year. And you have to, I think it's very important, remove that coat. I like to paint a picture. So I'm like, remove the coat of judgment. Remove that coat of fear. You know, baby, you look a little hot. Remove that coat of doubt. Layer onto the side, hang her up and put her in the closet. Take a layer off. And that's, you know, that's what life is. It's a journey. And it's a plane. And you got to catch that flight, right? And even if you miss that flight, catch another flight, okay? And why are you up there? Go and join the Mile High Club. Now, listen, I'm not gonna say I'm speaking from experience, but you might as well spice up life. If you up there on that plane, woo, hit the range. What's up, family? Thanks so much for tapping into this episode. Be sure to like, follow, and subscribe on YouTube and Instagram and wherever you get your podcasts from for listening pleasure. Don't miss our weekly Millennial Conversations Pod Post Edition right here. My name is Archie J, and thanks for joining me today.